Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2143, Your Aging Car, Repair or Replace, Part 2, by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today's post is a continuation from yesterday, so if you're new here, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear Part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Your Aging Car, Repair or Replace, Part 2, by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. When you need to buy a newer car. If renting isn't a viable option and fixing your car doesn't seem worth the expense, then you'll want to buy a newer car. Here's where you need to be careful. You need to keep the cost of a new car reasonable, or you'll lose any benefit you get from dumping the old car. Car prices range wildly, but you'll probably spend at least several thousand for a decent used vehicle. Once you decide to go with a newer car to replace your old beat-up one, think carefully about what you can spend. Understand the car loan debt trap. When you roll the balance due on your old car loan into a new one, you're in a risky cycle. Sometimes it's inevitable, like if your car is totaled through no fault of your own and doesn't give you enough money back for a new car. A car is an asset, but unlike a home, which tends to increase in value, a car loses value the minute you drive it off the lot. This is the reason some people find themselves upside down on a car loan. They may need to sell a car before they've owned it long enough to utilize its value. Then you owe more than the car is worth. Some of us get mired in car debt because, well, cars are expensive, and you just don't always have the money to buy a car outright. Plus, automakers are adept at marketing the image of a stylish and expensive car. Lenders also offer really long loan periods on vehicles, sometimes up to 7 or 8 years. Being in debt for that long makes it rather unlikely that you'll even drive the car as long as the loan period. While some people keep their cars for a decade or more, others may get bored with a car after 3 or 4 years. The quicker you rush to trade in a vehicle for a newer model, the more money you lose. Escape the debt cycle. To help you get in a better car habit, work towards buying your car with cash so you can escape the debt cycle. If you have a car that needs serious repairs now, this may not be possible, but eventually your goal can be to own your car debt-free. One important step is to keep any car you buy for at least as long as the loan period. Try to keep it longer if possible. This will help remind you to choose a dependable car and possibly a shorter loan period when purchasing. If you're in a situation where you still owe money on your car, see if you can refinance the debt through a local bank or credit union. Local institutions often give lower interest rates than dealerships. Saving 2% or more on interest each month could help you pay down the balance faster, with more money going towards principal rather than interest. Another tip is to throw any extra money you have towards your car loan. Focus on getting that debt paid down to free up your future income. To make even more extra money, try selling items or starting a side hustle. Sell items. A strategy for bringing in some extra money is to sell unwanted items online, at yard sales, or at consignment stores. Most of us have more stuff than we need or even want. Chances are, if you haven't decluttered in a while, You've got things lurking in your house or garage that could fetch a price. Try to focus first on high-price items like furniture, electronics, or jewelry. Perhaps you've even got brand new items still in the box that you received as gifts. Aim to sell those to make the most money possible. Lower value things like books or clothing might be worth selling as well. Every little bit helps. Start a side hustle. Obviously, I like the side hustle idea for making more money. You can start your own small business, take on extra shifts at your full-time job, or take on freelance projects or assignments. Tons of people make a few hundred to a few thousand dollars a month doing extra work through gigs and side businesses. These are terrific options because you can put in as much additional work time as you want. When you're working to escape the cycle of car loan debt, a secondary source of income is a smart choice. Make some extra money that you can put directly towards paying off the balance of your car loan, bringing you closer to owning it free and clear. How to save for a car and pay cash. Once your loan is paid off, keep driving the car as long as you can and keep making the same payments to yourself. Since you're used to sending in a car payment monthly, just divert those funds into a savings account earmarked for your next vehicle purchase. You know you'll need to replace your vehicle eventually, so the wise choice is to save up now. Then you'll be able to pay cash for the next one. It may not be a new car, but you'll have escaped the cycle of the car loan trap. Save faster with a high-interest savings account. Gone are the days when you had to stuff your cash under the mattress or take it to a bank for 0.01% interest. Now you have options that actually pay you just for saving money. The Citibank Money Market account offers a high yield on your savings, which helps you to reach your savings goals faster. There's no fees to open a Cit Savings Builder account, and no maintenance fees either. You'll earn a solid interest rate from day one of opening up your account. To earn the upper rate of 1.3% APY with Citibank, you either need a minimum balance of $25,000 or a minimum monthly deposit of $100. For a lot of savers, maintaining a $25,000 balance in a savings account is a big challenge, but a $100 deposit each month isn't that hard to manage, especially if you start a new side hustle. Whether you're working to pay off your car or save to buy a newer one in cash, a good rate on your savings account will help you reach those goals much faster. Why would you leave your savings to earn next to nothing when you could get a decent rate of return? You just listened to part two of the post titled Your Aging Car, Repair or Replace by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This article had me reflecting on the cost of my own car because for the most part, it's something I barely notice. At one point, AAA reported that the yearly cost of maintaining a car is $8,500. I definitely don't spend $8,500 per year to own my car, but I think the main reason is because I set up my life so that I don't have to drive that much. I've only driven 30,000 miles since I bought my car in 2018, and even with gas at $5 a gallon, I'm spending about $50 per month on gas as I only need to fill up once. Driving so little also results in very low maintenance costs. So regardless of what car you decide to buy, how much you need to drive makes a huge difference. Also, I used Gabby to reduce my insurance costs earlier this year. I saved over $200 on my car and home insurance with Gabby, and that's G-A-B-I, and I highly recommend it. Remember to not just renew your auto policy. Use a service like Gabby to find the best price on insurance when your policy is up for renewal. I'm saving money on insurance because I didn't buy comprehensive coverage. The value of my car simply doesn't justify it. I only paid $6,000 for my car, and it has over 100,000 miles on it. I've read that a good rule of thumb is that you should have liability-only insurance if the annual cost of full coverage exceeds 10% of your car's value. At that point, the extra coverage might not be worth the added cost of paying for more than liability-only insurance. That being said, I'm paying $27 per month for car insurance, and I'm pretty happy with that. When I was buying my car, I got permission to drive it to a third-party mechanic to make sure it was in good condition and to get a second opinion on how much the car was worth. I was able to tap a friend for this, but I've known others to spend around $100 to get this second opinion, and I think it's well worth it, especially if you're going to realize a huge savings for buying a used car. The other reason I got such a good deal, but also wanted to get a second opinion, is because my car is a rebuilt title, which means that my car was salvaged and then passed a state inspection before being sold to me. I hope this gives you even more ideas on how you might be able to save money on your vehicle. That's another episode of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Thank you for your support and for listening every day. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.